Blog Talk Radio.
Producer and host Darlene Lewis, and I'd like to welcome you once again. Now, today's subject we will be discussing is cancer. Now, I'd like to know, has your family been affected? Because cancer is a disease that has wiped out generations of people for decades. Yet, with all of the developments and treatments, are we closer to a cure? Can we cure some of the other and various diseases that have taken a toll on the lives of so many people? Are you genetically in danger of cancer? Call in right now to speak about your experience with friends, family, coworkers that have survived or have lost the battle with cancer. Call me right now, 347-989-0761. There's so much going on today, and before we go into, before we go into our show, I'd like to shout out to the survivors of this Chilean rescue, and my prayers are going up for the family members that are anticipating the rescue of the others that are still victimized in the mine, and that's a really serious job and very dangerous job. Also, I want to talk about this Pelomana cop that killed an ATV rider by the name of Wardell Johnson in the Bronx after a wild chase, which ended in gunfire. Now, according to the Daily News, this man was shot and killed during a violent struggle with the Pelomana police. Now, understand, Pelomana police patrol an area of very rich homeowners. Pelomana is a section right outside of Pelham, the Bronx, which eases over into Westchester. Like, you can be in Pelham Bay Park and then step, like, 2 inches away, and you're in, like, Westchester. And so the property is very expensive. Matter of fact, as a urban park ranger, I have patrolled Pelham Manor because a lot of kids hang out in Pelham Bay Park and spill over into Pelham Manor, and the homeowners are very upset. They have electric fences that are invisible for their dogs. So they have, like, property that, let me explain how serious the landscape is. You can walk a half a block, equivalent to a New York block, and that will be the front door of some of the property. So the front yard could be equivalent to a block. And then all you see is these dogs frozen. And you're like, are they statues? But no, they have these invisible chips that buzz them every time they go a certain miles away from their property. So it's amazing. The properties are beautiful. But back to the event, what happened was this man was shot and killed during a violent struggle, according to Daily News, with the Pelham police officer on Tuesday night after he was chased into the Bronx for refusing to pull over his off-road vehicle. Cops and witnesses have said. Now, the man's name is Wardell Johnson. He's 43 years old. He was riding down Boston Road on a four-wheeler he had just bought in Connecticut for his son, who relatives said was following Johnson in a car at the time. When the officer tried to pull over in Westchester County, about 6 p.m., police and the family said the pursuit continued into the Bronx, where the yellow ATV ran out of gas near Baychester Avenue. Cops and witnesses said that when the Harlem mechanic hopped off the unregistered ATV and ran away, cops and witnesses said. Now, I came out and heard sirens, said the witness, Jermaine Gray, who's 34. The guy jumped off the bike. The cops started chasing him. The two ran into the backyard of an Edson Avenue home where a violent struggle took place, police sources said. Johnson was shot at least once and pronounced dead at the scene, cops and witnesses said. Sources said an expandable baton, a can of mace, and a magazine cartridge from a gun were found scattered at the scene. The officer's radio was on the roof of an adjacent building. The officer was taken to Jacoby Hospital. Johnson's father, Wardell Johnson Sr., said he didn't believe his son was a threat to the police. He never owned a gun, the 66-year-old said. I can't see no reason shooting him. Johnson has prior arrests that include DWI, possession of marijuana, and driving without a license. Now, according to some people, this man was no angel. Not saying that it's good that he died, but he had a lengthy rap sheet filled with violent crimes, including murder. Now, I don't know how true that is, but I'm going to tell you something. Chasing someone on an ATV puts your life in danger, puts regular pedestrians' lives in danger, and puts the person that you're chasing in danger. Now, if the individual did not do anything violent, I mean, sometimes you just got to let things go. Now and then, dirt bikes and ATV riders are in all parks, and we do what we can to catch them, but I've spoken to several police who say don't chase them. Okay, so I don't know what ensued. I wish justice to be served. Nobody deserves to lose their life. And when you guys purchase these vehicles out here, think about the rules of the road before you start spending money. If they're not allowed, you know, common sense sometimes, you know, would tell you, please. I mean, was this really worth it? Was it really worth you losing your life? I don't think so. I really think that this was a senseless death. I don't want to say murder because I don't know whether the police felt threatened, but there was really no witnesses to see exactly what took place. How his baton and everything became scattered probably happened when they were fighting. Or it could have been staged. I don't know. All I know is that a man has lost his life for what? An ATV? This screams lawsuit. Anyway, I want to shout out David Adams, who purchased Don't Be Stupid, Advice for Young People and a Few Old Fools by Darling Lewis. He's having some problems, he says, downloading my book, and hopefully the technicians at Lulu.com will rectify that problem, because one person that is unsatisfied can make a lot of noise. Also, thank you to Lady Victory, also known as CeCe LaRock. from the legendary record label Sugar Hill, who's currently working with teens at risk in the juvenile detention centers, doing roundtable discussions and character development workshops, and preparing them to live productive lives and to deal with life's challenges in a positive way. And I'm very proud of her and her company, Meeting the Knee Consultant, which is a nonprofit organization. So please reach out to her at 212-252-4079, and that is Victory, Lady Victory from Sugar Hill, known as Cece LaRocque. We have some really good music that we're going to be playing for you guys today, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. I like to take it back to the old school. Be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was my special mix. You know, I had to take it back. Take it back to the days when the clubs was the place. The AFSCME mourns the passing of four leaders who dedicated themselves to improving the lives of workers. Robert T. Cooper, director of Pennsylvania District Council 88, died of leukemia in February at the age of 65. Cooper began his association with the AFSCME in 1972 while working as a plumber in the maintenance department at West Chester University. After his retirement from the university in 1989, he became the business agent for District Council 88. Cooper became the council's director in 2002 and held the post until his death. The council has been rededicated as the Robert T. Cooper Labor Center. He was a passionate about the rights of workers, says his daughter Beth, and she says they grew up believing in what unions stood for. Bob was a courageous advocate for workers, a compassionate family man, and a true and loyal friend, as Pennsylvania Council 13 Executive Director David Philman, also an AFSCME International Vice President. Thank you, Mr. Robert T. Cooper, for your dedication for the lives of helping others. And speaking of leukemia, you know, leukemia, that's a white blood cell type of disease. And, you know, you don't find too many African Americans that they talk about that pass away from leukemia. Sometimes you hear mostly about sickle cell anemia, but really, and I mean really, do you ever hear about that? But I want to talk to you today about cancer, especially natural cancer treatments for advanced cancer patients. Now, there's someone by the name of R. Webster Kerr from the Independent Cancer Research Foundation, Inc., which, you know, talks about natural cancer treatments. Now, I am a victim of cancer. When I say a victim, I mean people in my family. My mom passed away from pancreatic cancer. My grandmother, her sister, her older sister died from pancreatic cancer. Her other sister died from lung cancer. Her daughter died from pancreatic cancer. My father died from prostate cancer. I have an aunt that's a surviving breast cancer relative, and I'm so proud to know that she's still hanging in there. And I had precancer cells prior to me having twins. So these growths and tumors, ladies, that you're feeling in your breast or in your pelvic area, in your stomach, please check them out. Go get your colonoscopies, your ultrasounds, your mammograms. And let me tell you something. Don't wait till you're 40. They say, you know, because you're perimenopausal and these things tend to come up, go when you're in your 30s, especially if you have a family history of cancer. Handle that, because certain cancers are genetic. I'm sorry, I believe that. And there's just, you know, no, it seems like all of the cancer treatments that people are having is just cooking their cells, and they're dying. Now, would you believe that God has put hundreds of cures for cancer in Mother Nature because he loves all of his children? God is massively smarter than pharmaceutical chemists and medical doctors. God's cures not only exist, but many people know how to effectively use them. God's cancer treatments are called natural cancer treatments or alternative cancer treatments, because most of the cancer patients who seek out alternative medicine have already had extensive orthodox cancer treatments, for example, chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. Some of the top experts in designing alternative cancer treatments have put together more than a dozen very potent cancer treatments, which were designed specifically to help very advanced cancer patients. I wish these methods were around when my mom was suffering, but she did become holistic the last year of her life, which probably extended her time with me. Now, treating advanced cancer patients with natural medicine is very complex, and the treatments must start working fast enough and be strong enough to help these patients. Such treatments must deal with many key issues and must be designed by experienced experts in natural medicine. For example, natural cancer treatments for advanced cancer patients must start working very quickly because it has to protect the non-cancerous cells, usually the highest priority, because doing this can quickly reverse their declining condition, energize the cancer cells so they quit stealing energy from non-cancerous cells, safely kill cancer cells or revert them into normal cells, and stop spreading of cancer, protect the non-cancerous cells from damage caused by lactic acid, et cetera, However, there is simply no way any advanced cancer patient can decipher enough articles in a short period of time to even remotely equal the many years of experience working with advanced cancer patients of these experts. Some of these experts advise cancer patients or their caregiver by telephone, and others treat them in clinics which specialize in alternative medicine. But I can assure you that talking to one of these experts for an hour or two will provide an enormous mental relief. Now, the most important thing is to identify the most potent alternative cancer treatment. No health products are should be bought from a website, okay? Identify the clinics or experts who provide telephone support to help advanced cancer patients safely and effectively use these treatments, okay? Now, the chance survival for a specific advanced cancer patient depends on several factors, but I can tell you that overall the best experts in alternative cancer treatments can generally cure between 40 and 50% of the cancer patients sent home to die by orthodox medicine. But realize that these survival percentages are an average, and the cure rate of a specific patient's condition will vary anywhere from 90 to 0%. And that's dependent on many issues. Do not underestimate the power of alternative cancer treatments. While medical doctors can only guess how long a cancer patient sent home to die will live, the truth is that if they live long enough to be on a potent alternative cancer treatment for 2 months, there's a very good chance they can survive their cancer. Now, if you are new to alternative cancer treatments and you have a hard time believing that a combination of God's natural treatments for cancer can be far, far more potent and effective than the treatments of the pharmaceutical industry, then you need to know about an overview of natural cancer treatments. Now, let me warn you that your medical doctor likely has never been trained in using natural substances in the treatment of disease. That is why you can plan on doing a lot of reading if you're going to use natural medicine to treat cancer. While you should be working with an expert who already knows what to do, you still want to do a great deal of reading on your own because the issues are very complex and you will want to understand what is going on. Now, by the way, every word, there's a word book, an e-book called The Treatment of Stage 4 Cancers at www.cancertutor.com, cancertutor.com. Now, this is an excellent resource for understanding what treating advanced cancer is all about. And you can learn about a few things. There are several key factors which significantly affect the chance of survival. The first key is finding the right expert. Now, we know who either supplies telephone support for home treatment or supplies the entire treatment in a clinic setting. Sometimes they'll call you back. I don't know if people want to do that, especially when you're calling long distance. But the experts who work with home treatment specialize in one alternative cancer treatment. For example, Mike Vrentis specializes in the Select Budwit Protocol. Larry of Essences of Life, spelling is Larry of Essence Okay, not the Essence magazine. Specializes in sodium chloride, et cetera. Okay? You are not going to believe this, but the experts who provide telephone support for the home treatments charge between zero and one-time fee of less than $200. Every one of these experts has more than 10 years of experience in alternative cancer treatment. There are a couple of very effective treatments, however, which do not have any expert support. The brand Great Cure, hopefully, provide information that an expert is not necessary. But be warned that advanced cancer patients should choose a treatment which has an expert who supports them. Do not underestimate the power of using Mother Nature at home. The telephone consultants have many years of experience. Second key to survival, unfortunately, is money. Most insurance companies will not pay for clinics which use natural cancer treatments, and they certainly will not pay for treatments which can be used at home. In addition, by the time most people are sent home to die by orthodox medicine, their insurance has been exhausted and their savings have been exhausted. While alternative cancer treatments, especially the ones which can be used at home, are vastly less expensive than orthodox cancer treatments, the reality is that many people will have to watch their budget to be able to afford natural cancer treatment that can be used at home. Now, I've heard people tell me they simply cannot afford a critical part for treatment. The only thing that the patient can do is find the best treatments for their situation and do the best that they can at getting the critical products. Clinics which use natural cancer treatments will cost $7,000 and up. The average excellent natural cancer clinic will cost around $25,000. Unfortunately, the most expensive cancer clinics are not necessarily the best. However, there are many very good alternative cancer clinics, primarily in Germany, Mexico, and even in the United States. But, however, there are good clinics all over the world. Cancer patients who have dealt with orthodox medicine all their lives have likely never considered treating a serious disease at home. It is an entirely foreign concept to them. On the other hand, those people who have used alternative medicine most of their lives would not even consider being treated at a hospital or a doctor's office unless they were in a car accident or having a baby. The fact is that cancer can be cured at home, and there are very good alternative cancer clinics which you probably have never heard of. Like Cancer Treatment Centers of America is not an alternative cancer clinic. It is an orthodox medicine hospital which tries to claim it is a combination of orthodox and alternative medicine. However, it is not. While being treated at an alternative cancer clinic is usually preferred to being treated at home, do not underestimate the power of home treatments. Many of the home treatments are just as effective and work just as fast as almost all the clinic treatments. Some home treatments are more potent than many clinic treatments. In fact, there are a lot of overlap between the clinic treatments and the home treatments. The disadvantage of home treatment is not their power, but rather the patient's family must do much of the work. One advantage of home treatment is that the patient does not have to travel and be away from home. The mental attitude of a cancer patient is crucial and critical, and staying at home can help the attitude of the patient. The advantage of clinics is that they provide better diagnosis and the practitioner can track the progress of the cancer patient face-to-face. Some of the clinics use very good devices, which most cancer patients cannot afford to buy or are too complex to use at home. Also note that when a cancer patient is done with their clinic treatment, they will need to use a home treatment anyway. This is because no clinic treatment can rebuild the person's immune system in a few weeks. Thus, the treatment must continue after they are home. Now, when choosing the best of the home treatments, the key issues you have to keep in mind are how good and available is the technical support, how quickly does the treatment become effective, how well does the protocol slow down the spreading of cancer, how well does it deal with the cachexia cycle, how quickly does it deal with pain, what kind of environment does it create in the body? For example, does it create an environment which is hostile to cancer cells? What is the safety record of the protocol? How well does the protocol protect the organs? How well does the protocol protect the healthy cells, for example, the non-cancerous cells? How well does the protocol build the immune system? How well does the protocol detoxify the body? What is its ease of use? How well does the protocol shrink or soften tumors? In some cases, this is a high priority. Okay? Now, as if deciding between treatment and treating the cancer at home and treating cancer at the clinic were not bad enough, be aware that many cancer patients will never be able to cure their cancer, whether they treat their cancer at home or clinic, until they get their dental problems fixed. The average person cannot conceive of the health problems created by dentists. This includes infections caused by root canals or tooth extractions, mercury put in the mouth, that is, dental amalgam, toxins and microbe havens created by root canals, and so on. Many books have been written on these subjects. Dealing with dental issues can easily cost $10,000. However, not all cancer patients need to deal with dental issues. More is said about these issues in the free book online ebook called The Treatment of Stage 4 Cancers. Now, I want all of you to please go to a site called www.cancertutor.com. There are a myriad of information, skin cancer, oils, cancer regarding the stomach, throat cancer, mesothelioma, pancreatic cancer, melanoma, lymphoma, lung cancer, liver cancer, leukemia, gallbladder cancer, colon cancer, brain cancer, bone marrow cancer, adenocarcinoma. There's so many different types of cancers. You have to keep your brain and your body alive. You got to beat cancer gently, but you got to realize that a lot of these cancers and other diseases can be beat by how you eat. Trust me, it's what you put in your body will actually determine what comes out. Please. And don't think that I'm badgering you, because I've been a victim of sometimes overeating. But I gave up a lot of things, red meat, the swine, limited chicken. Well, I'm limiting chicken, not limited, but I'm limiting chicken. Fried foods, eat a lot of good food. I understand you grew up, you know, people poured a whole bunch of salt on your food, fried a whole lot of pork, smelled good. But look at your family. Look around you. Look at what they are dying from: heart disease, cancer, diabetes. Think about what you are putting in your body, smoking cigarettes. These things are toxic. They are toxic. Love your body. You came into the world, you were pure. Take care of your body, and your body will take care of you.
Here until you. how we do this. I'm the kind of brother who've been doing it my way, getting my bread for years in my career. And every lover, y'all, in and out of my life, I hear love and laugh and tears without a care.
any good loving. Ask me how I know,
and I'll tell you so.
That song by the OJs. Anyway, I'd like to give another dedication, and that's to Howard Deck, age 70, president of Pennsylvania Local 590 and former treasurer of District Council 47, who died following a heart attack. Deck first demonstrated a commitment to workers' rights while employed at the University of Pennsylvania Library. There, after a two-year effort, he helped his fellow employees win the right to bargain collectively. AFSCME Local 590 was recognized in 1969. As its founding member and only president for more than 43 years, Howard Deck proved his skill as lead negotiator during the union's very first bargaining effort. President McKenty, with whom Deck would maintain a lifelong friendship, later called it the best ever first contract that he had ever seen. Howard built a small but effective union at Penn that cemented his record as one of the true pioneers of the labor movement in Philadelphia, notes McKenty. He set patterns that were followed all across the country in successive organizing campaigns. His good works on behalf of working people will be long appreciated. Deck went to work for District Council 47 in 1982 and served as treasurer from 1986 to 1992. Howard was a much cherished member of the AFSCME District Council 47 family, and he will be greatly missed, says DC 47 President Kathy Scott. He has been a true trade unionist. I'm telling you, a lot of people are passing away from heart disease and cancer, but they are outliving a lot of young people that are leaving us too soon. I'll be right back.
Your boy Philly Free, all about the Benjamins. Cash money, yeah, I get dough when I spend it. Came a long way from moving O's into renting. Now I make cheese, travel overseas with your women friends. Yeah, I get it in. When they mention him, they say free, lost in real life like the videos. Women never tell me no, they always let me in. I'm who they wishing for, and my love unconditional.
You know how I get it, and you love how I give it. Anything in life you want from me, you can get it. Your tears and your fears go away when I kiss it. One pot turns into two when I whip it. Isn't her V-class diamond shining? All courtesy of rhyming, grinding. Your girlfriend's grinning cause they know what I'm speaking about. Got them all confused cause both I've been sticking out.
I keep giving like there's no tomorrow. Got whatever you need. Said I'm giving my all. A little hurt but I'm turning my cheek. When you blow I still give you all I need. I see something in you, it's so deep. And I won't let go until you see.
Oh, Yeah. Mic check. 1-2. 1-2. You hear me over there? Left, right.
Yeah, we're coming down to the end of Hear No Evil. Today was basically a one-on-one with my listeners talking about cancer and how it has affected your family and natural and alternative treatments for the disease that are available that tend to be costly, but sometimes, 9 times out of 10, they do their purpose. A lot of cancers can probably be genetic, some caused by lifestyle, environment, nutrition, or just the breakdown in the body. You know, we really don't know. But there have been people living longer with the disease, and we just want to bring you the information that's going to help you. I also want to let you know, on a much lighter and happier note, that the Literary Ladies Tour is in effect. Yay! The Literary Ladies Tour basically are a group of ladies that are accompanying me on our road to reading and having young people as well as, well, older people pick up our books and learn a few things about our experiences. I wrote some books that will be promoted. The book Don't Be Stupid, Advice Manual for Young People and a Few Old Fools, is going to be on the tour. Hip Hop Before the Bling, which is my memoirs and my affiliation with a lot of the legends and pioneers of hip-hop and R&B, and as well as other type of entertainers. And all of these books are available at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis and also at amazon.com. You can also feel free to download them. But the unique thing about my tour is that it's an interactive tour. So we will go to various places, starting in Harlem. We have contracted 3 locations in New York. And starting November, we will be on tour. And I'm glad to say that I'm going to have some really fabulous ladies on this Literary Ladies Tour that will be accompanying me. Now, if you're interested in having us come to your bookstore, you can go to our website at www.futurenetworkproductions.com and click on the link for Literary Ladies. Also, if you're interested in advertising on our radio show for 1 month, if you're a singer, an actor, a poet, a business owner, a politician, whatever you are, for $100, you can have 1 month of publicity on our show and also on our radio's website. So that's every Thursday at 6:30. You mention and your product is promoted throughout the show. And that's our way of giving back and helping small businesses and individuals spread the word. Once again, I'm Darlene Lewis, and we're on every Thursday at 6:30. And you can call in at 347-989-0761. If you're an author and you want to promote your products, goods, and services on our TV and radio program, feel free to contact us at futurenetworkproductions.com, or you can feel free to email us at info@futurenetworkproductions.com. Basically, I want you to have a blessed day. I want you to be safe, and I want you to always enjoy the music.
Try to do that. Look back. woman and everything you own. All that is claiming late, the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what proves you die. Walk around in a day with your pocket back. Go see a woman, she ain't even there. Think with your mind and all your trapped time. Or think about it, I think you're about to lose your mind. Some people call me sick, some say it ain't my day. But if you want to know the truth about it, then tell me what's pulling you away.
I know none of y'all satisfied.